Blog Talk Radio.
I said, you know what? What song did we cue up last year? The Cuse sang "Ala Hate Guy Lombardo."
I just don't like it. It's depressing.
And I had something else on last year for you.
It was
something from New Year's Rockin' Eve,
And
it was a little bit more upbeat. But then I said this year, I said, you know something? This everybody who's listening knows Guy Lombardo. This was the New Year's tradition wherever you were in the world.
Certainly not the millennials.
No, definitely. But you know something? If they're YouTubing, I mean, that was really it. I mean, even
at the moment, as they heard that.
No. But I'm just saying, like, Dick Clark always paid homage to me. I mean, Guy Lombardo was really New
right.
Year's Eve for 5 decades. He was it. And not just because, you know, in my family, we would always listen to him. But he really had. He had that place at the Waldorf Astoria. And he was guaranteed a gig every New Year's Eve. Welcome, people. Welcome to the first show of the new year. She's
Woo-hoo!
Raising the bar. Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I got 2020
are you
vision,
to
baby doll. I got 2020 vision.
What do you see?
I see clarity. I see harmony. I would love to see peace on earth, and I'm hoping that that's not too far reaching.
Listen from your mouth to God's ears.
But that's what I'm hoping for us for 2020. And it's a time, you know, we're pretty much the same age. I was born in 62, you were born in 63, and somehow when you're a kid, 2020, I remember the song.
Oh, my God. Imagine we were born
in
60. In
the year 2525.
Yeah.
You always think, and, you know, It can't happen. We're not going to make it. Of course I'm not going to be alive then, but here we are, standing firm, standing tall, standing strong, and, you know, looking at the new year and hoping that it's a wonderful thing for everyone. Thank you for everybody joining us. 8th year on the air, and we're just loving life and so glad that you could join us. Let me introduce cast of characters for anybody who's just tuning in. To my left and always close to my heart, lovely Elise Eagleman.
Woo! Yes. And to my right is the lovely and most talented. And I have to add something else to your list.
What is that?
Cook.
Oh.
Amazing.
Thank you.
She just made the shepherd's pie. It was out of
Did
this
you
world.
Like it?
I loved it.
I bought it into the
I
studio
loved
today
it.
Over the weekend and for the holidays. It's just been really nice to do
thank
it.
Thank you so much for that.
In a different, thank you so much. Thank you for enjoying it.
Oh, it's delicious.
So today is, and you know, we're in the fitness business. We've been in the fitness business.
We live fitness.
In one form or another, whether it was, you know, ink to paper, or we've always been in the fitness business for one reason or another. And this is a time of year, and we did Glamour's
the New Year's Eve tips.
That was 2020
yes.
when they used our tips. And this is a time of year that people decide clean slate. We're going to do it differently. We're going to not drink. We're going to not smoke. But the most obvious choice is, I'm going to get in shape for the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what most people are doing. And why does it not work? See, this is the whole thing. And if I don't know if you noticed, and I think it's brilliant. I love marketing. Weight Watchers came up with a new thing just before the holiday. They changed their logo.
Yes.
It's sexier. It's
mm-hmm.
And they're...
Well, I saw Oprah discuss it.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it's more... saying just living a healthy lifestyle, okay? It doesn't have to be that you're on a diet and you have to, you know,
right.
count calories. It's just living a healthy lifestyle and, you know, being healthy.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what they want to promote.
Yeah.
So, and meanwhile, she's still heavy.
You know, and this is where I go back and forth because I have my certain opinions on that. because I know Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig, what will, I mean, it's contractual. They will fire anybody who is one of their brand ambassadors,
mm-hmm.
and promoting their image. They will fire them. They will let them out of their contract if they gain weight. So, you know,
even
but again,
if Oprah owns it.
Oprah owns
right.
85% of
exactly.
the stock, so she is the
Nobody
owner.
Fires Oprah Winfrey.
But see, you know, the whole thing is, and I understand what she's doing, is she's trying to speak to every man,
yes.
every person
mm-hmm.
who's got a weight problem.
Right.
Or thinks they do, and it's a gradual, you know, it's a gradual phase, it's, as opposed to what a lot of people are doing now, is just like deciding, I'm going to lose 30 pounds in the new year, and by cracky, it better be by February. Impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I think people put a lot of pressure on themselves, and you know what? It's not going to work.
No, backfires all
work.
The time.
It's not going to
work.
All
the time.
So I was thinking, I said to myself, self, who
because I know
who,
my voice.
Yeah, because and we're very close. We know each other since 62. And I said, who better to join us for this first show?
Definitely. I'm so excited.
Of the new year than
mm-hmm.
fitness legend. And just, I mean, this woman has a piece of fitness history. Everybody that I know knows her.
And very knowledgeable as
and,
well.
And, wait a second, and their kids. People in their 20s know this woman. And that's, I'm telling you, that's a very broad platform. It's a wonderful thing and well-earned. And Tammy Lee Webb is going to be joining our show. I think she's on board right now.
Sure.
And let's bring her on.
Join the conversation. Good
Tammy.
Day.
Happy New Year's, ladies.
Happy
it's
New
good
Year.
To be back
Happy
with you.
Oh, well, always a pleasure. How did your New Year start? Everything good?
Yeah. And, hey, what a nice – I just love the numbers 2020. Like you
yes.
were talking about
yes.
being
yes.
perfect vision, right?
Yep.
And so we all need to set our intentions, have that vision, and keep it in mind.
Very
yeah.
true.
I'm going to ask you, do you I mean, I don't really do New Year's resolutions per se. I always say I want to do better than I did last year and not make the same mistakes I did. And that's always my New Year's resolution because anything else is you really can't reach that. So I want to do something that's doable, you know, so not making the same mistakes and just being a better person. I think that's about it. But what about you?
It's kind of the same thing. It's each year I just kind of, because I look at them as these are habits that you're trying to break, right? So they're just habits. So kind of going back and reevaluating, did you change that habit and what did you do to change that habit? But the thing that I see people do a lot when they make these New Year's resolutions is that they have big, big goals instead of starting out small and know that, wow, if I can get just through today and this is my intention and I'm going to, if it's to get exercise and you can't get to the gym or you can't work out with me at home, then at least get out for a nice brisk walk. It's still exercise. But it's little baby steps. And then what happens a lot of times, too, if they don't reach a number, so let's say that they start this program and they haven't lost the weight because they have a number in mind, then they ditch it instead of realizing that, remember,
not working.
Numbers on the scale don't always tell the whole truth.
No.
And what your number is probably isn't really what you need to be at this point in life.
Exactly. I always say it's body weight, not body composition. And
you shouldn't even go on the scale. Right. You shouldn't even go on the scale.
I mean, I have a scale in the house.
No, I haven't been on the scale in years.
There's no reason to use it.
Yeah. I know.
But
every
you always
time I go
know
to...
by the clothes you wear and by the way you feel that, you know, if you feel lighter, that means you are lighter. You know,
mm-hmm.
if your clothes are a little looser on you, that means you're doing something right.
You know, let me ask you this, Tammy Lee, because, I mean, I'm not going to mention the brand that I'm thinking about. I've seen a lot of wonderful marketing for this new brand of weight loss that it's basically behavioral. You know, it's just about, and I'm not going to name them because I don't want to plug anybody for
Do I know?
Sure you do. If you have a TV on, you've seen them advertise, and they're coming through with emails and everything, and they put a lot of money in marketing. And my thinking is, okay, I think that eating, like any other, I don't want to say addiction, but I'm not thinking, I can't think of a softer word. It is behavioral, because this is all about aligning your mental status
mm-hmm.
with your emotional,
yeah.
and that's why most people eat. And I'm thinking, of course, that's always
it depends
been.
On the drug of choice, of course.
Right. But
know?
What do you think, Tammy?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, of course. I talk about in a lot. Some of my workshops, I talk about the emotional body. And the emotional body is usually what triggers the eating pattern. So we try to mask our emotions, whether it's through drugs, through food, through whatever. And we do enough of that, our body becomes adapted to what it is that we're doing. And that's why it's hard sometimes to break that habit. And just like anything, yeah, it's hard at the beginning, but the key is to be consistent and take baby steps. But it's you got to identify what is the behavior or the emotion that triggers it. And when it triggers it, what are you going to do to change that? You
right.
have
how
to
do we
something
how do
to
we
change
deter
it.
The emotional fulfillment of food or alcohol or drugs?
Mm-hmm.
What else can we turn to in a healthy aspect?
Exactly.
Right. So some of the things that I suggest is that you can either have a buddy, a friend that knows your situation, that is helping you, and that you can contact. It's kind of like what they do, I guess, with was it Alcohol Anonymous?
Yeah,
where
they have a sponsor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so if you kind of look at it that way, I've got a sponsor. So I call up my sponsor and I'm like, hey, I just had this big emotional thing that's wanting me just to drive through one of the fast foods place, and this is what I'm trying not to do.
Yeah.
Help me out here. And sometimes that's all it takes is someone's words or you see something. Like each day I say, okay, just I need some sign, whether it comes through a song, it comes through a friend, it comes
mm-hmm.
through
mm-hmm.
Anything. And
yeah.
and that and I usually always get it. But having a buddy system or a sponsor will definitely help. Another way, some people, you've got to find out what your habits, not your habits, the type of person that you are.
Yeah.
So have any of you read the book, I think it's the Five Love Languages?
Yeah. You mentioned the last time. Yeah, I think I pick it up. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's all based on, like, some people, they need lots of affirmation and affection. Other people, they get love through service. You know, I do this
mm-hmm.
for you, and
they
want love from that. Others, gifts. Others,
mm-hmm.
communication. So it's kind of like you've got to figure out what do we call it? Behavioral. So
yes.
are you a person that is visual or you're verbal? So writing down things. So I'm going to write this down. This is how I'm feeling right now. And this is what I did to change that. So you've got to find out who you are and how that best fits you. Because when somebody advertises, like you were saying on television,
mm-hmm.
this big whole behavioral, yeah, it might catch the majority, but not everybody is. You got to find what resonates with you.
Yeah.
So if HIIT is the new class and everybody's doing it, so you should get in it, and then you get in it and you're like, God, I hate this. Well, don't do it. It's not,
right.
It doesn't resonate with you.
No.
But there's a million other things that you can do to change that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and the thing is, like, I always say in fitness and in theory, it's not one size fits all. It just can't
mm-mm.
be. Everybody
no.
is just by
no,
nature.
No, we're not made
everybody's
to.
Exactly.
Everybody's different. Everybody likes their own kind of music.
Yeah,
everybody likes
it.
Their own kind of books.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has their own kind of specific
and,
taste.
And that's the problem. I think that as much as we want to be individuals, we want to be the majority.
Right.
And
we want to blend
if
in.
If something works for you, I want to know why
point.
It doesn't work for me. Instead of saying, well, you know what, it's not going to work
mm-hmm.
for me because I am different. And I think that's where a lot of these things just fail in the new year.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm always the type
that's
of person to say, that, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tammy Lee.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You're a type of person.
I just know
what?
What's not going to be good for me,
right,
and what's good going to be good for me. Because,
right,
you know,
because
as we
you're
grow
already
older,
in tune with yourself.
Right. That's the main key. You have to be in tune with yourself.
Yeah.
And I think a lot
you
of
know
people
what
are.
You want.
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Being at our age, too, we,
yeah, right.
you know,
we've
learned. We've learned from our mistakes.
Exactly.
As a friend said, yeah, we're in the penthouse now. We can look down on the rest
yeah.
of them.
Yeah.
But
very
it's not
true.
To look down, but, yeah, it is you start to realize that what society puts out or the media and what it is that we're supposed to look like or be mm-hmm. or wear is not the case. You've got to find your own individuality and what works for you.
Yeah.
I always say this to the people in my classes. I still teach Group X classes, which I love, and I always like to give them informational pointers or things that I've learned at the end of the class. And one of the things that I tell them is, if you have a difficult time here in my class, try and take a look at the body types, because typically if you are, let's say, really tall, long, and lean, and I'm a mesomorph, I'm short, short of levers, I can go a lot faster. So some people just don't resonate with that. So select an instructor that is more of your body type or your style, and you're going to enjoy it a lot better, and you're going to stick with it a lot longer.
Right. And that's really the key. It's like, it's not going to be a 30-day thing. It's going to, you know, it's got to be something that you can do the rest of your life. And you know what? If you start looking, I mean, and don't look at the scale, if you start looking and feeling better for it, good. That's the thing.
Listen, it didn't take them 30 days to gain the weight,
no,
so
but
it's going to take
mm-hmm.
a lot more to lose
it. But here's the truth, that and it's a primal thing. Gaining the weight or gaining it, there's more fun involved in getting to that point. You're either drinking too much, eating too much, and you
less
enjoy,
work,
and you're enjoying yourself.
Right.
So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is just to make the conversion over to, you can still do that.
Right.
Just don't do it as much and try to be a little bit more accountable to your body,
mm-hmm.
which most people don't.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't.
No.
A lot of people don't. And then they don't understand why they get ill or they have these diseases or they don't feel good or they can't make a down the block without being huffing and puffing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, it's terrible. It's really terrible.
Yeah.
And that
and
is
I'm
the
tired.
Key.
Right.
Go ahead.
I'm tired of just telling these people this is what you have to do, because they just don't listen, you know. They have to get it embedded in their brain to get like an illness and say, oh, my God, now I have to
yeah.
really get
or something happens
shape,
and then
you know?
It gets
exactly.
their attention.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's I know you ladies have heard me say this in the past on in your shows, but my whole philosophy has always been that fitness and health starts internally. It's all about the inside, and we can't, you know, if we could unzip our bodies and take a look on the inside, what would that look like?
Yeah, exactly.
Would we see a clear lungs? Would we see a healthy
mm-hmm.
pancreas and liver
mm-hmm.
and veins? But we can't see that. And
yeah.
so we tend to judge people on the outside
mm-hmm.
because when you see somebody that is thin, that doesn't always mean they're healthy.
No. There's very unhealthy thin people.
Yes.
A lot of them.
Now,
more than
yeah.
heavy people.
Now I know. We love Tammy Lee, and we know she doesn't like controversy, but I'm going to bring up something. It's not political, Tammy Lee, so don't reach
okay.
for the water. It's not political. And she and I have discussed this. We have become a society, and you know me, I love being mindful of people's feelings, labels, and just being very careful with people's feelings. Now, as politically correct as I love that we've become in all of this, 2 months ago, and Elite, you heard me railing about
yeah,
this.
You
Calvin
showed me the
Klein,
picture.
Calvin Klein, I mean, I think their PR people were wonderful to do this, because they took an issue, they took a picture, and it created such a topic of debate. Now, the picture was this lovely young lady who is 26
she's
years old.
She's an actress.
She's
an actress
and a singer.
Right.
I've never heard of her, but I...
Oh, she's been in America Horror Story.
Was that her?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, they put this young lady who...
She's very, very overweight.
I'm going to say morbidly obese.
Yeah.
And they put her in an ad, and I remember passing the ad as they're driving down into the city. And you're looking at this woman who is...
It's an underwear ad, by the
underwear.
Way.
It's an underwear. Yeah, Calvin Klein. And I'm thinking to myself, as embracing as that is to everybody who's saying, I want to love who I am, and you should, where do we say that not saying, listen, you're morbidly overweight, you're morbidly obese, where is the Surgeon General when it comes to stuff like this? I mean, we step in when we're thinking people are drinking too much, smoking too much, doing anything too much. And I'm looking at a 26-year-old, beautiful face, and you're looking and saying, she's not going to live past 40. She's not going to age well. Where do we say, put the air brakes on being genteel and politically correct and save this girl's life? What do you think, Tammy Lee?
Well, that goes back to what I just said a few moments ago about what we see on the outside is not always telling us the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when this is where I think people like us that are in the health and fitness business
mm-hmm.
need to, I feel that we don't judge them by the outside. Now, initially, it does give us a little bit of information,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't tell the whole story. It's just like if you jump on the scale, it doesn't tell the whole story. Okay? So I have known some actual instructors that were much bigger than what society would say, wow, she's an instructor,
mm-hmm.
she doesn't look fit like
mm-hmm.
the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
But so what I look at, and I take this person's class, is I am looking for, what intensity are they doing the class? Can they
mm-hmm.
do it without
mm-hmm.
running out of breath, right?
Yeah.
Because just like you said a moment ago, Elise, when somebody is walking up the stairs and they have to stop. They have to, you know, they're bent over because
yeah.
they don't. They are not in shape. They're not in shape. That tells us a lot right there. So a lot of times you want people, if I train somebody that I know is visually that looks like they are definitely out of shape, I will ask them to get a stress test.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Because that's going to tell me a lot about what's going on, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So I just think, because sometimes, you know how we measure ourselves with the BMI, which is basically
mm-hmm.
your weight and your height, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did that yesterday, and I was like, wow, I'm obese.
Really?
I'm obese,
really?
According to this. Yeah.
Okay. I can't imagine
that. Well, I'm not.
No, we know that.
But... you know, I'm also very muscular.
Mm-hmm.
So if I get on a scale, my muscles are going to certainly weigh more than somebody that doesn't exercise as much as I do.
Mm-hmm.
They can be the same height, but maybe they're not a mesomorph. Maybe they're
mm-hmm.
an ectomorph. So same height, but our weight is different, and they're going to be a lot thinner. But it is a concern when we highlight. I mean, I love
mm-hmm.
that. I think it's Athleta. I think maybe even Lulu might be doing some ads now
mm-hmm.
where mm-hmm. women are not the typical ad size, which is
absolutely.
Usually what? Maybe a 204,
but
which is
difference
fabulous.
Between ad size and obesity.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, there's full size,
you know,
and there's obesity.
Exactly. This woman was not a plus size model.
No.
She was obese.
Totally obese. I mean, I hate to say it, but her fat was hanging out all over the
and
place,
you know,
over the underwears. You couldn't even see the
yeah.
underwears. I mean, it's so, it wasn't even nice to look
at. Well, you know what? And this is what I, and maybe I'm coming from a personal standpoint. My mother-in-law, who's 84, God bless her, has been overweight most of her life. And I'm going to write an article that when my father-in-law brought her home to his family, the first thing his father said was, "Wow, that's a healthy woman." Now, that was the Depression-era thinking.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you had extra pounds, that was a sign of a healthy family
wellness, and doing well.
And the but now, my father, my mother-in-law, who has been at least 40 pounds overweight most of her life, and I know it since I'm 17, so do the math on that, landed in the hospital last year and nursing homes for the duration of the year because AFib, everything that could go wrong with it, which was the byproduct
of... She's lucky that it happened in her 80s.
No, but what I'm trying to say is the byproduct of poor eating, lack of exercise. And, and my thinking is, as you know, and this woman who seems like an absolutely lovely, 26 years old, she could come to me and say, you know what, I had my blood tests and everything is good. My challenge to her is at 26... come back to me and talk to me when you're 40.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you're going to have compromised joints. That's when you're going to find...
Oh, sure.
And that's the only way
she's
it's going to go.
She's still got a young body.
Yes.
She's not going to feel anything yet.
That's the problem.
I'm sure she has joint pains already that I'm positive about.
That might not acknowledge.
Yeah,
see,
because it's, you know, holding
it's
that
a lot of pressure
up
on those joints,
And, you know, the thing is, I got into trouble last year. And I think you know Nancy Donahue. I think you know her, Aunt Tammy. She was at the mall, but she's always on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And she and I got into it. We were just playing around. She was talking about having the they're moving all the size 20s to the front of the store. And I got into this thing with her back and forth about, she said, moving them to the back of the store, this way people have to walk more. Well, I heard from that because people said, well, you know, that was really insensitive and you were laughing. And, yes, that was true. It was all tongue-in-cheek. But we've become a society that's doing an incredible disservice to people that are, you should feel good. You should have no body image problems. But if you're going to ask me, are you going to age as well as me? I'm going to have to say, based on what I know and what I've done, no, you're not.
Right.
And that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
We're living in a society that you can't say
anything.
So
Tammy
about
Lee, what I'm saying is how do we tackle this and still stay within the realm of being
politically correct.
Politically correct, courteous and encouraging women, and it's mostly women in this dynamic, to feel good about themselves. How do we do that?
Yeah. Well, I personally think that it is changing because, look, now there's ads with that, but almost
to
the totally opposite, saying that it's okay to be obese.
Right.
And, it's their body. It's their life.
Choice.
Which will be
of
short.
Course.
They will have lots of issues. And it means that I really feel like we need to educate more about what is in the future for you for these actions. This is what's going on that you can't tell right now. So if you're young, like you were stating, if you're in your 20s, your body, it's an amazing machine. It can recuperate. It can change, completely. And she may not have tons of joint pains because she still has enough synovial fluid supporting those joints. But that's not going to last long. And now you've got you can't even walk. You're going to have probably hip replacement, knees replacement.
Mm-hmm.
Even those of us that are in shape, sometimes we have to have that.
Exactly.
Because we've outworn them. I mean, look at some of our professional athletes.
Yes.
So I think it's the education. It's bringing the awareness that it's okay to be any size as long as it's fit and healthy. And immediately you can go and look at somebody's waistline.
Mm.
You look at somebody's waistline. I think it's for women. If it's over 37 inches and certainly 40, that that is not going to be healthy for your heart.
No.
You're carrying way too much weight. And
yeah.
then on top of that, when if you're a woman and then you start to go through middle age and menopause,
mm-hmm.
things are going to change again,
yeah.
as we all know. And it's the abdominal area that the fat cells love to pack it on.
Yeah.
So if you have an extended waistline now, it's just going to get worse.
Yeah.
So we got to educate. We've got to say, yeah, it's okay to be a different size and be fit, but get a stress test. Get
yeah.
look at. It's not so much about jumping on the scale. Measure your waistline.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel? If you have aches and pains, you can't get up that flight of stairs without catching your breath or telling me your address and your phone number, then
well,
you're out of shape.
Yeah.
You're not healthy.
See, that's the thing. But we've become a society of just saying, and believe me, I think that everybody should walk out in the morning and feel good about who they are, not because of what they look like. I'm the first person to say that. But we have, I mean, if I take the train into my office every day and I'm looking at the train and there's maybe 20% of the people on the train are of average body weight, and I'm not even saying in shape. So this is what we're going up against. We're going up against, and I applaud them, a volume of people that are saying, I could look like this and it's okay. But the people that are educated in the fact that we know where this is going to go along the line, we have a very, very small voice in this. And that's what I think that's what bothers me the most. And I, from personal experience, I have a lovely niece who is 23 and probably the sweetest person on earth. And she's been overweight for most of her life. And just this year, she was diagnosed with diabetes.
No.
And I've seen her relationship with food. And it's always been eyeing everything on the table. And even if the plate is full, eyeing what's coming in. So I always knew this was going to be a challenge, and I never would try to redirect things, just live by example. But this year she was diagnosed with diabetes, and I said to her, now it's about blindness, amputation.
Yeah.
This is where it
Stroke.
Is if you don't change your lifestyle.
Right.
And that's that.
Right.
I guess that's what's propelling my want to get out there and tell people, listen, feel good about who you are and what you look like, but it's not going to land you where you want to in life.
Yeah. You know, Lori, I have a niece like that too.
Do you?
And I'm very careful around her. And just recently, because I saw her grow up, and but her parents weren't feeding her the right foods either. And, of course, they're like, oh, it's just baby fat. It's just baby fat. She'll, as soon as she, you know, goes through puberty, it'll change. Well, it never did. It got worse. And just recently, I noticed that she has lost weight. I haven't spoken to her about what that is because I'm kind of in the family. She hasn't reached out for help. So,
yeah.
Because yes, that is. There's a fine line, you know. When it's family, it's kind of like
it's tough. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very tough.
Now that's got to be really intimidating to have you as an aunt. So how did you handle it? It's got to be. I can't even imagine that.
Well, at first, when I was younger, I was gung-ho on, you know, hey, let's get you a treadmill. I was always on my brothers and my mother, and they don't work out like I do. They were smoking. Mm-hmm. My mother still smokes, and I finally
really?
Just gave up. I don't say anything anymore because it's not going to change.
No.
It's just not. But I have to limit my time with her because it's really hard for me to be in that environment.
Uh-huh.
So I finally got to a point where I realized I will let them come to me. If they ask, you know, I just then just like, yeah, and go overboard. But it's my littlest brother who asked most of the time. And he's done good. And one of the things that I think, I guess, that is, has helped him that he shared with me later was each day I would send him a text in the morning with some affirmation or motivation every day for the longest time. And then I remember my mom saying to me, whatever you're doing for your brother, it's working. Don't stop.
Oh, wow.
And so I realized, wow. And I do that with my friends when they're in need of something or they're going through some troubled time. I try and take that time out in the morning to send them affirmations, motivation, something funny, just letting them know that I'm here for them, kind of that sponsor, thinking about them, and I'm in the business of trying to help people, as you are too. So that's kind of what helped for him. Everybody has a different style.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing. Like I said, it's got to be intimidating to have Tammy Lee Webb at the Thanksgiving table watching you reach for the mashed potatoes. It's got to be tough.
I'm sure they don't even think about it.
But you know, but the thing, you know what? Because I see with my niece, with me, she will always say, Aunt Lori, don't you want this? Don't you want that? And of course I don't.
Right.
But and you see them that project to you what they want, and it's really tough. And now that she's of the age where she'll say, can we grab drinks together? It's like, okay, but you there's a lot of carbs. We can't do that. Mm-hmm. And you never want to say no because you want to.
Well, she just wants to do the social aspect thing.
And see, that's the problem. Social aspect is not sharing a salad. It's having a drink.
Having a drink.
That's what it is.
Right.
That's what it is. That's what's tough.
Is.
That's what's tough.
It's so funny because I have a lot of friends, too, that know I've been working out all my life. I've been training
of course,
and all that stuff.
Course.
And if I ever tell them, you shouldn't do this, you should do that, they don't listen to me. This works for me. Meanwhile, they're still heavy, okay? It's not working for you. Why can't you just listen to what I'm telling you? Because it is the right way.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not heavy. I eat clean. I work out every day.
You do.
So why are you telling me that that's not going to work for you? That, you know, having two glasses of wine and your pasta at dinner is not going to work for you. So these people are so naive. They just do not want to listen to the truth.
It's education, and they don't get it until something drastically
happens. They don't want to be educated.
Like, you can reverse that diabetes. So, you got to work harder at it than it would have been at the beginning.
Yeah. But I see that people sometimes don't want to listen to what you have to say. They want to believe what they want to believe.
They have to be ready.
Yeah. And that's that.
But you know, the truth is, you know, everybody, and this is what I always hear, we're all going to die. It doesn't matter. But, of course, I know that from birth. That's a guarantee. But,
do we
want
to die in pain?
Do we want to
live in pain?
That's exactly right. And it's what you do to the people around you have to watch you suffer, the ones that love you.
Right.
And this is what I'm saying. Look, I'm going to go. Elite's going to go. Tammy Lee, everybody's going to go. But it's just a matter of going with, look, if I get hit by a car, okay, that's fine with me. But I would rather that than a long
illness
that I could have controlled a long time ago. That's just me. That's just my opinion.
It's how you're living in your body before you get to, you know, vortex. So it's, you know, do you want to drive in a jalopy that's got flat tires and it's bumpy along the way and it's uncomfortable before you get there? Or do you want to ride into something that's extremely comfortable and you feel good in it? And that's what we try and do. So fitness isn't it shouldn't be a job. It should be a lifestyle. It should be some of the things that I do for my clients is I'll say, okay, look, let's name our week. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And those during the week, Monday could be like a meatless Monday. Tuesday could be carb free. Wednesday could be a vegan day. Thursday is no sugar day. And then Friday could be, like a fish day. And then Saturday could be, you know, something else. And then Sunday is your free day, or pick a day that's free.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever it is that is your favorite, for instance, for myself, I love protein pancakes, but I usually only have them on Sundays. Because I love real maple syrup.
I buy the sugar-free, which, you know, I pretend it's real. I have it almost every day. So.
Oh, okay, that's different. Good, Tammy.
Oh, yeah, if you're having it every day. But see, at least you have something to look forward to. And so if you think of it as, okay, Monday through Friday, I'm going to be really dedicated and healthy. And then so what? One day you go out, you know, you got a party or a social event, and it's not going to make a huge difference.
The next day
you might feel a little sluggish, and it's because you just shocked your system. But then you get back on it.
Yeah, that's the problem with a lot of people.
You know, but I think that's a nice way of doing it. If you create a celebration, like it's Meatless Monday, people love to celebrate something. So it's like if you make it an occasion, well, I'm not going to have meat. I'm going to have fish or whatever. Whatever you can have, tofu, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a nice
way of
making the conversion.
Because it's only that day.
Right.
It's only that day.
Healthy.
So if you're going, when people say, oh, I have a carb-free diet. Well, if you just pick one day. One day. Everybody can do one day.
I think that's what's brilliant about it, because you're making deprivation into celebration. And I think that most people will attach themselves to that, because it's like, well, I'm not going to have a steak, but, ooh, I'm going to have this. I think that works with people.
Yeah.
I think that's brilliant.
Makes them think a little bit more about what they're going to do and plan it.
Yeah, I think that's true.
And planning it is very important.
Yeah.
Because they know what they're going to make or they're going to buy, you know, and get it ready for that day, because they know it's Meatless Monday.
But, you know, I think the beauty of it is if you don't think about, again, glass half full or glass half empty, if you're looking at it like, well, I can't have my T-bone steak, don't think of that. Think about, oh, I'm going to have this. I'm going to have vegetables. I'm going to have this. I'm going to make a lovely meal for myself.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at it that way, you don't feel like you're deprived, and you don't resent it.
Right.
And I think that's...
And you stick to your program.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a question for you girls.
Good.
So, you know all the different testing that you can get through your home? So you can test now, you know, your DNA and your... all kinds of stuff. So there is a test out there that will test for your gut micronutrients.
Yeah.
Have either one of you done them?
Have not, but I will.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
What does that determine?
It keeps coming back to me. And when I say coming back to me, people keep bringing it up. Either they've done it, they've heard of other people, and they're starting to talk about it and tell the story. So it's a kit, just like the rest of them. It's delivered to you. This one, you have to give a fecal sample, but they ask you a million questions. I personally haven't done it yet. I am going to do it because I have had gut issues in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And typically when you go through menopause, your body will change and so will your gut. And you know your gut is your second brain.
Yes.
So one of my best friends from college, she called the other day and she said, hey, have you heard of this? And I said, yes, a couple of people have told me about it. And she goes, well, a friend of ours, he's a high corporate guy, has a stressful job. He has arthritis and he was, you know, maybe 30, 40 pounds overweight, which is typically the average American if they're trying to do trying to be healthy, but the average overweight is usually around 40, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he took this. Did the kit, answered it, and when it came back, it told him, these are the foods that is good for your gut, and these are the foods that you need to eliminate. So he decided, I'm going to try this for 3 months.
Oh.
He lost 35 pounds.
Wow.
He has no more pain with his arthritis. And feels great. I personally have not spoken to him, but she said that he's one of those guys where, all right, I'm going to do this and I'm going to stay on this for da 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 da. So he didn't go off of it. He really stuck with it. And he just, she's like, he feels so amazing that he's going to stick with this.
Wow.
So,
what is this called again?
Just to show you. Well,
what is,
so it's,
you can name,
it's
name
a,
the brand if you want.
It's Viome.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Viome.
Yeah, Viome.
At home guts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so they'll send you the kit. They'll ask you a million questions. It does take a while for it to come back, I guess.
Sure, of course.
But if your brain, if your gut is your second brain, it really does make sense. Because I know now, like having pasta, I used to love pasta. I'm a Swiss Italian. I love pasta.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
we
yeah,
grew up with it. But I can't do it here. Although, my boyfriend and I went to Italy in October, and I had pasta, and I had no problem with it. But they make it different than they make it here.
Yeah, well, the water's different,
so
too.
And so you learn to, there's certain things that you eat, and you can tell immediately, ooh, my stomach didn't feel good with that.
Those are
certain things that you need to eliminate. But that, too, because a lot of times people think, well, like I had a client that thought that if she exercised more, she hired me as her trainer, then she'll lose the weight. And I'm like, whoa. No, we have to combine good nutrition and healthy eating because what you're putting in your body and what you're even thinking in your head is going to affect your physical body. She needed to be educated on the nutrition, and she still wasn't getting it. She didn't understand, you know, the proteins, the carbs, and why I have the shake every morning. And I'm like, yeah, well, it's full of sugar. So it's being educated and learning more about what you're putting in your body, the environment that you're in. And we're always going to get toxins just out in everyday, outside.
Yeah,
but
and also
your
stress,
body
stress
is the only
stress.
One you get.
Yeah, big.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That brings on a lot of different illnesses, right? So, that would be interesting. I think we should all do it and then discuss it the next time.
I would like to. I was thinking about doing it.
You have a stomach problem.
I do.
She has a really bad stomach problem.
I could
eat everything.
No. But the thing is, I think it's amazing. I have ulcers because of a lead. But that's bada boom. But no, I think it's just amazing what, I mean, you look at things like Ancestry.com. It's amazing that what we can do with a kit in the mail, you know, either saliva sample or fecal,
comes from within,
I think it's great.
It
really is great.
Yeah, but,
if you use it,
I would like to, like to check it out.
Good.
Yeah, let's do it. What we compare with, because there's a lot of times we'll be eating something that we feel is healthy, we've heard it's healthy, and then we find out, well, not for us. Just like you were saying earlier in the show, not every exercise is for everybody. Not every fashion is for everybody. We all have our own styles and body shapes and sizes, but are they the right? Yes, and it's the same with food. So in my earlier days when I used to work at the Golden Door Spa and Resort, we would have clients that pay a lot of money to come for a week and to lose weight, to feel better. And we had this one woman that didn't drop an ounce, and we couldn't figure it out because we're like, everything that we're feeding her is farm to table. Nothing had any hormones in it, nothing. And so they must have did this type of test on her at that time. And it turned out it was the oatmeal or granola, something. We took it out of her diet, and the next week she just dropped it all.
Wow. Oh, wow, just the oatmeal. Wow, that makes sense, though. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely will take it, and we all will test it. And we'll talk about it.
You know, but the beautiful thing is, even if we're not looking at the scale, it's just good to know.
Yeah, it's good to know. Yeah, definitely.
It's good to know a little bit deeper what's going on.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. You know, speaking of the scale real quick, you guys, you know how when you go to a doctor's visit and they
yes.
always start you off at the scale.
Mm-hmm.
And I just so dislike that. So
I
one
know.
Of the things that I do, I turn away from the scale.
Really?
So in other words, I get on it backwards.
Hmm.
So if everybody, and now I'll even say, no, don't want to jump on that. And they're like, oh, okay.
So good for you. Good for you for saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah. I'm like, no, not looking. Don't want to know. Yeah. I get on it backwards.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the whole thing. These are antiquated theories and antiquated structures of what a woman who is 5'4" should weigh in. And don't forget, back when they created these things, women did not have muscle mass.
Right.
They just did.
Right.
So this is all based on something that I'm going to say is male-generated. But I always say, who cares how much you weigh? If you, and everybody knows how, people know when they gain weight. People know how clothes fit. And if they say they don't, you know, instead
yeah,
of
trying to get over your
trying on something from last year
yeah.
and say, oh, well, it doesn't fit, I'm going to go to a bigger size. No, you gained weight. Now, if you want to scale back and you feel better at that weight, clean it up. That's it.
Yeah, it's easier said than done for a lot of people.
No, I know. I'm not a foodie, so
yeah.
I've never been that. So I guess it is.
I'd rather feel good and look good than worry about what I'm putting in my body.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But so, and let me ask you something. What do they say when they see you turn that? Because that's really a cute picture. Turning your back on the scale and folding your arms. I love that. That's got to be a cartoon someplace.
Nobody is really, like one, it's usually, you know, the nurse practitioner or the assistant taking you into the room,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And because I have to get tested, I've passed my 2-year mark.
God bless you.
Being cancer free. And so every time you go when, well, every time is now I just have to do it. I think it's once a year instead of every 6 months. And she's like, oh, but we need your weight. And I'm like, for what? You don't, mm-hmm. I mean, this is not about my body. You're going in looking for something totally different.
Yeah.
And so now she doesn't even take me to the scale.
Oh, good.
So
oh,
they
okay.
must have
that's
it in my
then.
Note. Just
that's,
bypass
that's
it.
That's kind of nice because they're listening to who you are.
It's funny
you know,
because they never ask me to get on the scale. They say, how much do you weigh? I just tell them.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Some will nowadays, but but a lot of times that's where they'll start it.
No, they usually do. You're right about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they have to look at the radical increases and radical decreases.
I mean, you know, losing weight or gaining weight
is
an issue.
But, you know, the thing is there's so much that culminates in somebody's life that could cause either depression could cause a spike or a decrease.
Right.
So,
exactly.
you know, you're not going to really get it all in that taking the number. You have to really do the psychosocial background.
Exactly.
What have you been through, a divorce, death, whatever.
Yeah,
but don't really take the time. But I understand why they want to do it, but it doesn't work. Doesn't work.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Tammy Lee, once again, what a, you know,
it's always a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure. It's
always.
Always a pleasure, and we could just go on.
Oh, I feel the same, girls. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you
and
for
you
always
so much in common.
You just
inviting
such
me
wonderful
to your show.
Things for so many people, and if they don't appreciate you, they really should because it just.
You're a huge icon
yes.
if you don't know that.
Oh, please. I hope you do.
Hello?
Well,
hello?
Yeah.
Emily, are you there? Is this mic on?
Yeah. Well,
no, you are. It doesn't seem like you feel it anymore, but you are.
Yeah.
I've watched you all my life.
Recently contacted me, and he said he does a lot of, what is it? It's called Women on TV, but it's all streaming. And
mm-hmm.
And he goes, I wasn't sure if you were even out there anymore because I just feel like I haven't seen you. And he said, you know, I wanted to reach out to you because you had given me an interview years ago when I was with, what were the Blockbusters, right? Videos?
Oh,
remember
Blockbuster. Sure.
Yeah, so his job was to review all the videos.
Wow.
And he goes, you were kind enough to give, I know, well, because he had to write all the reviews.
Oh,
and
okay.
And he, he still does a lot of that today. And I thought, wow, it's probably because I'm either not very good or I really don't play the game of posting every single day and and getting out there. And, you know, nowadays, as we know, you can look on Instagram, Facebook, any of the platforms, and there's tons of fitness, great-looking young people that you know are either have a team behind them where somebody said, oh, I know how to market you and how to make money from all this. Well, I haven't figured that out yet.
Well, we're going to figure it out. And let me tell you something. You look at the people from, I didn't mean to cut you off, Jillian Michaels is still, I mean, she's got a great PR team. It keeps her, you know, even if it's controversial, they keep her in the stream of things. Jackie Warner had her lady.
What happened to her?
Well, she had a DWI and she was assaulted a police officer.
Shame.
So, but the thing is, it was because people was kind of stopping. They dropped the ball on her. It was just
her
reality show went.
You need a good PR person to constantly push you, push you, push you.
And unfortunately, that's the case.
Right.
In fitness, that's the case.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I even stopped watching. I cut off all fitness from my stream because it's all fake. It's so fake.
Yeah.
And there's nobody less than 25 years old doing fitness promos or fitness pictures. They're all young.
Yeah.
I mean, when I'm 25, I look just as good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we can't, like, you know, judge a 25-year-old to a 55-year-old. It's impossible. Mm. It's totally impossible.
No.
30 years is a big jump. So
yeah.
I just cut it all out because it's just impossible because it's so fake to me. And what I know and what they're trying to preach out there is really confusing everybody, all the consumers. They're just, they're really, really confusing everybody because the science has been the same for all these years. All these years, they come up with these new diet plans, these new exercise plans. You know,
it's
just all the same. But if you have a beautiful woman in the forefront or a guy that's built up, they're going to go for it. They're going to say, oh, I'm going to look like that at the end of the session.
That's the thing with a carrot.
It's never going to happen.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No. And, you know, the thing, because some people will say, well, what are you doing nowadays? And I have over, 65 videos.
Easily.
I've edited them down, and I have a new platform that April will be 2 years, and it's called designyourfitplans.com, and it's on a platform called Kajabi. This is where you can go and put things like this style of what I'm trying to do. So it's kind of like you go in, it's a subscription, and you can pick and choose which videos or which body parts you want to work. So if you have 10 minutes, you can pick a 10-minute ab, buns, arms, total body. If you want 15, 20, 30 minutes. And so I've edited my videos, and each month I add new ones, either new ones that I'm doing now, but they're not in video form that I do for a DVD. I usually take them from my phone, still good quality, but I base them on what my members are asking for. So, like, I'll have a lot of times they'll say, hey, could you do a workout for back and chest? Sure. That gives me a new workout to do. And each month I post the workout. So I'll do a workout calendar if you want to follow that. And then if you want a personalized one, I offer that as well. Well, Kajabi now has an app. So now it's available on that app. And so if you download Kajabi and you're already a member of designyourfitplans.com, then you just log in and now you have it on the app, and it can go anywhere with you. You can stream it to your television, but that's one of those things where I'm like, okay, people, why would you just purchase one video or two, and those are the ones that you just keep doing? You could have all of them, of them, right there.
Yeah.
And then I'm doing some personalized training. I'm doing some speaking. But yeah, you get at this place and you're like, okay, what do I want to do now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I love doing is helping people. I still get a joy out of seeing people make gains and changes within their physical forms.
Yeah, there's nothing that makes you feel better than
what
that.
What about a book, Tammy Lee? What are you thinking about that?
Well, last time she was discussing a book.
Good.
I know. I was discussing a book. So the girl that helps me with my stuff, she at the time that she was supposed to finish Ageless Through the Decades, which would have been an e-book,
right.
She decided she wanted to go and get her master's degree.
Oh, well.
So we dropped the ball on that, and it's still in it. And it's funny you bring that up because I actually have a scheduled phone call with her today now that she's graduated. I'm like, can we get back to that?
Now you can pick up where you left off.
Yeah, can we get back to that? But another book that I've considered doing, and it's been on the back shelf, is a book about, I don't really, right now it's what I'm calling it is How I Became the Brand. And we've had these discussions in the past shows, how I became the brand, because I actually became the brand of Buns of Steel. I didn't create the name. As we know, it was first created by a guy named Greg Smithy. And but it wasn't until they came to me and said, you know, I was only supposed to do one, and I ended up doing 22 titles.
Jeez.
So I became the brand.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to kind of tell the story of my journey from even when I was a little girl, and these are the things that I've learned along the way. Like one time somebody told me, as it was one of my best friend's mom who's taken us to cheerleading camp at this university. And she goes, I said, well, someday I'm going to go to school here. And she goes, well, you know, it's not always about an education. And I was really offended by that because my dad said, oh, no, you must get an education. And I'm not saying whether you should or shouldn't, but what she said was, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And that has stuck with me. But this part I learned from it now. Yeah, it does help to have resources. It does help to know people to get through the door, right? But then you better know your stuff.
Of course. Because once you're there,
yourself,
you have to know what
to
say. Right.
Exactly.
You have to know what to say once you're through that door.
So maybe you guys have some suggestions. I was making it kind of a cause, action. So after, these are a lesson that I learned. Here's a, let's take action. What would you do for X, Y, and Z? And then showing kind of everybody's favorite exercises that was so big with Buns of Steel. Like, I can't tell you what this is yet, but I've been asked to be on a show, that an appearance on a show that the celebrity is really huge, and I'm looking so forward to it.
Good.
And they asked about doing a, you know, '80s workout, right?
Okay.
So one of the exercises that I did in Abs of Steel, and I don't know if you'll remember this, so. And I still do it today in my classes. So Abs of Steel, I'm thinking I can definitely do this and get them a workout, right? But it's very simple. And it's just lifting the torso slowly up two counts and down two counts, up two counts and down two counts. You do that 10 times, and then you pick up the pace. So you do it tempo 10 times, and then you hold it in place isometrically, and then you pulse it in place 10 times. Then you
like
keep that down. No, so this is like if you're going to do a crunch, but it's just lifting your torso.
I got you.
And it never goes back down to the ground. It always just barely touches and gets back up. Okay, now keep that down, and now let's use the lower part. So let's take your knees more up toward your chest or up toward the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Same tempo. It's about how you're doing it. So it's two counts up, two counts down, and then you go to singles, and then you hold isometrically, and then you pulse it. And then you bring the two together. Now, right. That's a three-part on that one exercise. And let me tell you, when you are done,
you feel it.
You so feel it. Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely
but
feel
I think
it.
It's perfect. Just,
I mean, if it's in a continuous exercise like that, for sure. It's no doubt that
mm-hmm.
you want.
I think
yeah.
that's perfect.
So, anyway, I'll let you know when that goes down.
I'm looking forward to it. Definitely,
please.
Yeah. Is this a reality show, a regular show, or just an exercise show?
Because you could have walk-ons on reality shows.
Oh, definitely.
That's just my opinion.
Oh, for sure.
I don't know why they haven't asked
you. It'd be an asset for that.
Seriously.
I don't know what they classify
take...
it. It's not a reality show because this is a big-time celebrity.
Oh, okay.
See, even better, but I don't know why she wasn't training the Jersey Housewives. Seriously. Honestly, I don't know why.
Well, she's in California. Are you
doesn't
in California?
Yeah, I'm in California.
In.
I'm in San Diego.
She's in one of the Ocean County or
that's
Beverly Hills.
Orange County, yeah.
To get you
yeah.
in them. I mean, just
that's
to show
saying.
Your
I
face.
Don't, I don't
they have
that.
These
yeah.
these no-brain trainers
you know
that
what?
They're always on.
Now,
just for, you know.
Let's be fair. The trainers are okay. But why wouldn't you fly Tammy Lee in? That's
exactly.
What I'm
she's
saying.
A she's a well known person.
Fly her in.
Right, exactly.
Put her up in a hotel.
A little
for
notoriety.
A week and just put her on the show. That's it.
Yeah, that
what's
would be
that,
that would be great.
That's me, Tammy Lee.
Just to get your name back out there.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
You guys can be my agent.
I'm gonna do it.
Seriously. Listen, leave it to Lori. She'll
seriously,
get you there. Seriously.
Okay.
People get annoyed with me. But Tammy Lee, thank you so much for joining
definitely.
Us. And once again,
always a pleasure, girls.
It
thank
really
you
is.
For having
it really
me.
Is always. And I'm gonna ask you for the information of everything that you gave us, and we're gonna post it on a wall.
I'm
tomorrow.
So looking forward to your new,
oh, yeah,
new endeavors.
Cool.
Also,
this is very cool.
Yeah,
I love it.
Thank
good
you.
For you.
Thank
good
you.
For you. God
yes,
bless you,
and same to you, girls, and a happy, healthy. Fit 2020, okay?
Yes,
and
all that matters,
going.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
Thank you again, Tammy Lee.
Bye-bye.
Have a great one.
Bye.
Bye-bye, darling. Lee, where's the clapping? Oh, man. Wait.
It's too late.
Wait, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Hang on.
We're a little behind here with our sound effects.
Wait a second. I'm going to find. Here we go. Tammy Lee Webb.
Well, look at all these clapping.
Wait a second. Where's mine? Why is mine not coming up? That's sad. I don't know why mine. Oh, wait. You know why mine didn't come up? Save that, Lucy Van Pelt. Save that. Wait a second. I know why mine didn't come up. Because it's on mute. Hang a second. Tammy Lee Webb. There you go. There we go. You know, you scoff, my dear. You scoff. And you know what? I got it all going on, baby doll. I got it all going on. Tammy Lee Webb. And she's just a fountain of information.
Oh, yeah.
She really
very,
is.
Very, it's not stopping.
They can't stop. They keep applauding her. And I'm telling them, stop.
Sit down.
I don't want to come out in the audience. Sit down. But, you know, it's funny because basically I've always said there's nothing, and we've said it too, there's nothing different that's going on in fitness. There really isn't.
No.
It's
just a lot of phony stuff
same.
Now.
Yeah, again, it's there's an exact science that you have to keep remarketing.
Mm-hmm.
You have to prepackage, make it different, and, you know, sell it
well,
for.
You said it for years ago. It's recyclable stuff.
It's recycled fitness, and you have to. Repackage it for $1,000 more every year,
right.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
But Tammy Lee is honest.
Yeah, she's very honest.
She's
one person you could definitely trust.
And she just wants to do the right thing for people. And
yes.
Help people do the right thing for her and just
pay
what she's worth
we
for
hope.
Crying out loud.
I know.
That's not right. That's just not right. But
I know.
Tammy Lee Webb. But great show.
It was a good show.
What's that?
I thought that was going to say whoopee.
Give me the whoopee.
That was.
Oh.
That's what I thought it was.
Like
no.
That's crazy.
Go.
I don't know what that is.
goal.
Honey, we don't want goals.
Well, we had a goal.
Okay, we did have a goal. And thank you for joining us, the first show of the year. We thank you very much for joining us. We hope that the ride was free of bumps.
Yes.
And we hope that you took a little something away. Tammy Lee Webb is always a wonderful guest.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to bring in our new year as far as being on the air, and just, you know, we could have all her information on our Facebook page tomorrow. She's Raising the Bar, and she will always be on the show. As long as we have breath in our lungs, she will be on the show. So,
and speaking of breath in our lungs,
yeah,
to grow old age, you know,
yeah,
effortless, you,
yeah,
know,
absolutely,
you know, try to, let's take care of ourselves, you know.
That is,
there's nothing more important than to take care of ourselves.
And
you got to exercise. Don't have to, you know, go crazy with it. Move the body. Feed the body, right?
Feed the body, right.
And your body will reward you.
And, you know, I didn't want to get morbid on the show because Tammy Lee is very positive and sunny, but here I am with you. I will be morbid. People don't realize that, you know, everybody would say, you know, and John's aunt, may her soul rest in peace, you say to me, Laurie, you know, you work out every day, da, 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 you're going to die like the rest of us. And I say to her, Aunt Mildred, I don't want to die. I know I'm going to die, but I want to live well.
Right.
And that's the thing. People don't realize that, you know, people that are 3-pack-a-day smokers think, oh, if it's going to kill me, it's going to kill me. It is not immediate.
No.
There are times where
it's a gradual thing.
Yeah. And you are, what you're doing is you're encouraging your loved ones to have to suffer that,
yes,
with you.
Yes, definitely.
So that's with drinking. That's with eating poorly. And that's
living poorly.
So, yes, living, mm-hmm, poorly. So think about, you know, if you're not thinking about yourself, think about everybody that you sit down with in your...
Well, I'm sure that people that don't think about themselves are really not thinking about anybody
else. But you know
else.
What? The truth is, if you're sitting and you're having dinner with your loved ones, look around the table and have a second thought about what you're doing, because these are the people that are going to be watching you go.
Right.
So
or
keep,
watching you suffer.
Keep that in mind. Keep,
yeah,
that in mind. And it was a great show.
Yes.
To my left, thank you so much, darling, for,
well, thank
once
you,
again,
my right,
making a wonderful show possible. And we will see you next week. And in the meantime, go out, make it a beautiful day. Do something kind for somebody.
Do something kind
good,
for yourself.
And do something kind for yourself and live a good life. And, you know, we walk each other through until the next
the
life.
Good and
so
the bad.
This is exactly it. So enjoy yourself. Nina, take us home.
Bye, everyone.